Hey, back of the 6-10 Charleston shootout here in Charleston High School, the legendary gymnasium here. Talking to Thayer High School principal Mark Pitts over in the hospitality room a while ago, and he says, you know what, you walk into that gym, this gym's been here for like 50, maybe even 60 years, and the players that have played on this floor over the years, because Charleston, for as long as I've been around Colin Sam Bobcat basketball, and it's been 42 years, Charleston has always been one of the best programs in the state, and multiple state championships, and just some legendary players have played here over the years. All right, just take a look at the sites for Bulldogs. Here's how they'll start today. They'll start with number zero, excuse me, a 6'1 senior, Dylan Turner. Number one, a 6'3 sophomore, Dontrez Williams, and what we're told is he is their best player. Number three, Cleo Taylor, a 6'5 senior. Number 24, Creighton Salakis, a 5'10 junior. And a 6'6 senior, Tyler Owens, wearing number 33. Let's keep an eye on Dontrez Williams, a 6'3 sophomore. And the word that we get asking around and talking to some of the coaches here that have been playing or played games earlier today or going to be playing later today, Sykeston is going to want to shoot the three. They are a three-point shooting team, not a great three-point shooting team. I think they had a game the other night. They went 3-for-24 from behind the arc. So you expect them to fire up 20 or more three-pointers during the course of the game. So Fair Bobcats are going to have to defend out on the perimeter if they're going to be successful here this afternoon. And, of course, they are a very good defensive basketball team, and they're going to have to make some shots. Right? Well, here we go. And actually, other than, Fair actually has a bit of a size advantage all over the floor. And they're announcing the Bobcats here. They take the floor and again the Fair lineup, just like it's been all year when they've all been healthy. Gage Pitts, Landry Pitts, Jordan Andrews, Keaton Nicholson, and Lane Grimes for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats are coached by Matt Pitts and Zach Steed. The Sykeston Bulldogs coached by Greg Holyfield and about 14 assistant coaches. They've got a whole bunch of assistant coaches listed in the program. We won't go through all those because I don't know which one's more important than the other. All right, Sykeston will be the visitors on the scoreboard. They'll be wearing the red uniforms trimmed in the white black. They are wearing the home white and will wear the green trim on the uniform today. Again, Thayer coming off of a win last night. So is Sykeston. Sykeston beat Cape Central. Thayer beat the Liberty Eagles. Three-man officiating crew. We got 8 minutes on the clock, and here we go. And the tip is up and controlled in the backcourt. Dontrez Williams got it for the Sykeston Bulldogs. And they'll take the first possession. Get the ball to Taylor. Taylor will give it to Williams. Williams out front, the sophomore. Looking to square up for a three already. Then he goes over to Turner. Turner back over to Williams. Long three-point shot off the rim. No good. Landry Pitts with rebounds for Taylor. Bobcat looking to run a little bit. Gage Pitts now takes up the left side. Penetrates in the lane. It was yo-yo shot. Wouldn't go down. And rebound control by Cleo Taylor for Sykeston. Bulldogs looking to run. Got it down the floor to Williams. Tries to float in the lane. Bobcat knocked the ball away from him. Picked up by Turner. Turner now bounces down on the corner for Owens. One of the two Owens, or twins out there, Tyler Owens, in the game now. They get it back down to Taylor. Turnaround jumper on the baseline. No good. Rebound controlled by Landry Pitts again for Taylor. Off to Andrews. Andrews floats in the lane. Little fadeaway jumper is up off the back iron. No good. Landry Pitts had a hand on the rebound. It goes off of Sykeston and out of bounds. We're going to get a foul call on the Sykeston Bulldogs. Number 33. That's one of the twins, Tyler Owens. 6 foot senior. Call for the foul. They are looking around the inbound play here on the baseline. Gage Pitts, the trigger man, brings out front to Lane Grimes. Hands it to Andrews, the Bobcat senior. Well, shake and bake on the right side, working against Dontrez Williams. Now gives up the ball. Ends up in the hands of Gage Pitts. The pass out to Witt to Andrews. Andrews back to Gage for three. That one's off the mark. Long rebound is run down before it goes into the backcourt by Keaton Nicholson for Thayer. Back over to Andrews. Andrews with a floater. That's up and short. Well, both teams open up cold. And here's a long pass for Sykeston up the sideline is deflected by Andrews and out of bounds for Thayer. It'll be Bulldog basketball. The Sykeston Bulldogs from just about 13 miles down the road. Thayer traveled 2 hours and 45 minutes to get here. Sykeston traveled about 15 minutes. Sykeston with it out front. That is Owens. Owens goes to the right side for Turner. No score. Minute and a half into the game. Here's a three-point shot up for no good. That was Sarakis missed that one. Well, so far, Sykeston has got enough to shoot three. Sayer's been penetrating and not getting it to go in. Here's a get down low to Landry Smith. He puts one up and no good. Well, that shot was partially blocked. Here comes Sykeston the other way with Lansky ball. Sarakis on the left side, long three-point shot again. Rebound tipped up and controlled by Lane Grimes for three. Out to Gage Pitts. Gage up the sideline. Floating down into along the baseline. Shoots and scores. Well, Gage Pitts for the first 2 points of the night. They're out to the 2-0 lead. Down with the big sophomore, Dontrez Williams, down the middle lane for Sykeston. Couldn't hit a shot. Gets the ball back. Can't follow it again. Again he misses. Gets it back again and can't follow. Finally, the rebound getting on the floor and picked up by Keith Nicholson. And we're going to get a timeout. We got a fair Bobcat down on the floor. He went down hard. Down there looking for a rebound. That is Landry Pitts. Went down hard. Coach Pitts out there. And the trainer from Charleston High School going out, taking a look at Landry. Don't know if he came down awkward on a foot or what, but he's laying out of bounds down under the basket. Well, let's step away here while they tend to Landry down on the floor. We'll come back in just 30 seconds on the ECOM Sports Network.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And we're back here at Charleston, and Landry Pitts had to help him off the court. Didn't put any weight on that leg. They've got him down there working on him now. We're back underway. It's there. Bobcats with a basketball. Got it to Andrews. This free throw line out to Gage. Pitts makes the three. Passes it down to Nicholson. Nicholson. Oh, this pass is going to be stolen by Williams. Williams takes it into the front foot. Pulling up the free throw line. Kicks it outside to Owens. Owens, nice ball fake. Puts up a shot. No good. Andrews down the rebound. Aiden Burns, by the way, in for the Thayer Bobcats in place of Landry Pitts. Here's Andrews in the lane, kicks it out to Burns, takes the three. Back out front to Andrews. Thayer getting set on the offense here. Now they go to Burns in the lane, puts it up off the window. Oh, it wouldn't drop. Rebound gets on the floor, and it's going to go off the hands of Keaton Nicholson and out of bounds. Substitution now for Sykeson. Number 33, Tyron Owens is out. And, Tyler Owens is out. Number 35, Tyron Owens is in. Sykeson with the ball. Dontrez Williams takes it to the top of the key, gives it back to Owens. Owens hands it over on the right or left side to Turner. Now they'll get it around to Sarakis. Sarakis going inside for Owens, trying to post up. Bobcats covering. Give it to Sarakis. Sarakis dumps it down low. Reverse layup is up and good for number four, who just checked in. A 6'5 senior, Carson Beard. And here's Sykeson with a steal and a full-court pressure. Sarakis going to the rack, down on the foul. Sarakis with a steal, Bobcats. Get it taken away by the full-court press of the Sykeson Bulldogs. And Sykeson with a chance to add to a two-point lead here with 4:25 to go. In the first quarter, another substitution. Looks like Dylan Turner checks out. Number 13 will check in. That is Harrison Arndt. Arndt will check in. At the free throw line, Creighton Sarakis. Looking to complete the three-point play, and the free throw is good. So they are down now by three. Bobcats inbound the ball to Gage Pitts. Out of Burns, back over to Pitts. They're working it up against the 2-2-1 press. Is everybody running the 2-2-1 now? And Thayer breaks the press. Got it down to Grimes under the bucket. His shot partially blocked. Rebound comes out long to Burns at the free throw line. Penetrates down left side of the lane. Oh, yo-yo shot is good. So Burns with his first two of the night, coming off of a 20-point night last night. There, Bobcats finally starting to heat up a little bit after both teams open this game. Just shooting like they were just wound tighter in a fiddle string. And here's Sykeson with the basketball. Their big man's got it. And he tried to almost threw it away. Williams gets it back for Sykeson. Pulls up in the lane with a shot. No good. Rebound taken by Gage Pitts for Thayer. Number four, Beard. 6'5 kid. He looks a lot bigger than 6'5. Thayer breaks the full court pressure again. Lane Grimes with it. Up the left side. He gets triple teamed in the corner. Got out to Burns. Burns over it to Gage Pitts. And over to Andrews, a long three. That one's short off the frontal rim. And a rebound taken by Beard for Sykeson. Here come the Bulldogs. Got it to Beard, of course, to Williams. Dontrez, long three-point shot. He nailed it. Number one, Dontrez Williams hits the three. First one that they've made tonight. And it's 8-4 Sykeson. Hey, Bobcats need to get their shooting eye all straightened out here. Burns and Fitz playing catch in the backcourt, working it up against the pressure. Got it down to Grimes in the corner. Grimes out to Gage. Fitz, he'll fire the three. That one's off the mark. Rebound, Keaton Nicholson. Trying to throw the ball in the lane. It is stolen by Sykes. Here's a long pass up the floor. Williams pulls it down, bringing it back out. And it's stolen by Keaton Nicholson. He will drive to the bucket, lays it up back over his head. The official says, nah, we're not going to count that as a shot. Nicholson gets fouled on the play, number 24. Creighton Sarakis, then he calls the foul. Keaton Nicholson. Again, he tried to get the shot up off the backboard, but I called it way before that. High substitutions for Coach Holyfield and Sykeson, and they're back to the starters out there. Everybody, well, both the Owens are in there. Baird inbounded here, down by four. Ball comes way up front to Aiden Burns. Burns gives over to Andrew. Andrew's working the right side over the Grimes on the left. Now Gage Pitts on the lane. Got him in the lane. Burns cutting across. Now turnaround jumper is up and good. Aiden Burns with four. Baird back to within two with 2:29 to go in the first quarter. Sykeson with it out front. That is Turner. Turner hanging around the horn to Artis, who has checked in. Now gets beside to Owens. Oh, that's a travel by Owens. No call. He'll give it up in the corner. Three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound. Lane Grimes for Thayer. Gives it out to Nicholson. Nicholson over to Burns. And here comes the Bobcat. Andrews down the Gage. Fits under the bucket. Steps away from the defense. Lays it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound. Volleyed out by Sykes. And controlled by Dylan Turner. Turner at the floor. Got it to Artis for three. It's good. Artis just checks in. Second made three-pointer of the game for Sykes. And they're up by five. Bobcats with it again in the backcourt. Gage Fitz breaks the full court press. Tried to go, I don't know what he was doing there. He just threw that one up and it went off the backboard. I don't know if he was going for the alley-oop or what, but there was nobody there to catch it. So Thayer turns it over. Here's Artis. He hit a three from right there a moment ago. Now gives it down to Owens. Owens in the middle is going to be called for an offensive foul. Number 35, Owens called for the offensive foul. So he's back down to the defender, and he's a big husky kid, probably one of those Sykeson Bulldogs football players. And he comes out of the game. Beard checks back in. And Don says Williams checking back in. Chris Artis will check out. He's going to hit that three a minute ago. I'll get probably glad to see him go out. Thayer with it. Again, full court press in the 2-2-1. I guess he did across the timeline. Now Gage Fitz gets tied up. Got rid of the ball to Andrews. To Grimes, cutting down the lane. Hesitates. Now has his shot blocked. And the ball off for Grimes and out of bounds. Grimes did the right thing when he caught it. He waited for the defender to go up in the air. They tried to go back up, and somebody else came across and blocked the shot. And they blocked it right down off the lane and out of bounds. Sykeson's got it back with a five-point lead. They get to Owens in the corner, three-point shot. No good. Keaton Nicholson down the rebound. Here comes Thayer. Out up to Andrews. Andrews going to the hole. Takes it hard and hits the layup. Andrews finally on the board with 53 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer down by three, 11-8. Sykeson working around the perimeter. I mean, they put four around the perimeter, and there's nobody down under the bucket. They just like to shoot the rock. There goes Williams looking to penetrate. Got to the baseline. Pulls up with an air ball. Rebound taken by Gage Fitz with 34 seconds to play. Thayer down by three with a basketball. Fitz pulls it up across the timeline. Gives to Burns. Now Lane Grimes. Grimes, oh, dangerous pass. Almost stolen by Williams. Got it back to Grimes in the corner. Grimes bounces it to Andrews. Pull up jumper from the elbow. No. Beard down the rebound for Sykeson. And Sykeson will get it back to Beard. Beard over to Turner. Looks like Sykeson holds for the final shot out of the quarter. With a three-point lead, pulled off. It was to Owens. Owens to Dontrez Williams with three. Now nine is a shot is up and no good. Sykeson didn't do a real good job getting position, getting the ball in position for a good shot. At the end, one quarter of play. They about to trail the Sykeson Bulldogs 11-8. We'll be back to Charleston in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
How Dallas Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Thanks to the Palace Drug, being one of our Thayer Bobcat supporters tonight. Thinking of the Palace Drug, Aiden Burns, Tim found the ball for the Thayer Bobcats, who are down 3 at the end of one quarter play. Thayer having no trouble getting the offense going. A lot of shots, just not getting anything to drop here. Like they start, and here's a bad pass by Burns, stolen by Dontrez Williams. Burns gets back defensively, and Williams misses the shot, misses his rebound, but then gets it back up at the end. Dontrez Williams, he stayed with it. But Dontrez with a steal, and two more. 5-point lead for Sykes. Thayer working up the floor. Got it out to Burns. Burns to the free throw line. Shoots it away. Running one-hander. That's good. Middle of the lane was wide open. And Aiden Burns has come off the bench and sparked the podcast. He's got 6 here in the first half. 7:21 to go. Here's a long 3-point shot. No good for Sykes. And Bobcats got the rebound. Thayer pushing it up the floor. Grind. Out to Gage Fitch. Gage. Time to throw it right side. Here's Dontrez Williams again. Man, this kid is quick. He's long. He's 6'3", just a sophomore. Long, lanky. I mean, stereotypical build for a basketball player. Long and lanky and real quick. They're working off the inbound. Got it to Burns in the corner for 3, and it's good. Aiden Burns hits a 3 in the corner. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics. And we're tied at 13 with 6:52 to go. In the first half, Sykeston with the ball. Got it to win.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
And we apologize for the loss of the signal there. The Thayer Bobcats have just scored. Aiden Burns on a nice feed from Lane Grimes. And with 6 minutes to go in the first half, Thayer leads it now by 2. 15-13. Bobcats have battled from 5 points down to take a 2-point lead here. And here's a shot for... there he is again. That's Cleo Taylor. That time number 3 with the bucket. First bucket for him. Thayer down 2 now. We're tied at 15. Thayer breaks the full court pressure and a foul. As Gage Pitts went between the double team, he is fouled by number 35. That is Tyron Owens. That'll be number 2 on Owens. He'll check out of the game. And Tyler Owens, number 33, his twin brother, will check in. Thayer Bobcats with basketball. Tie game. Andrews going down to the baseline to Nicholson. Nicholson looking at Andrews. Ball goes through him, but Gage Pitts picks it up. And he nails the 3 from the left side wing. Gage Pitts, and now a steal on the inbound by Andrews, who puts it back up in the end. And he got fouled on the play. Fouls on number 3, Cleo Taylor. So Andrews with the bucket. After the 3 by Pitts, Andrews hits. And the Thayer Bobcats are now up by 5, and Andrews trying to make it a 6-point game with the free throw line. That was on number 3, Cleo Taylor. Andrews at the free throw line, and it's no good. And Burns got inside for the rebound. He's with it back up again. Aiden Burns for 13 off the bench in the first half. The Thayer Bobcats with a 7-point lead, 22-15. Almost a travel by Sykes, and they're looking to get the ball down inside to Beard. The ball flies over his head out of bounds. I think that Thayer Bobcats are beginning to wear down the Sykeston Bulldogs a little bit here. Again, full court pressure by Sykeston, and their coach has used a lot of players here trying to keep fresh legs out there, but they're just outrunning down the floor and out there. Gage Pitts with a beautiful feed to keep Nicholson down on the baseline. He couldn't handle it. Nicholson frustrated with himself for not catching that ball. That would have been a dunk, and he may have been dunking it before he caught it. Got to make the catch first. He joined us late. Fair was down by five, and they've raced back now to take a seven-point lead, 22-15, over the Sykeston Bulldogs. Just under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Sykeston with it. Out front is Williams. Williams going to the elbow. There's a travel. A travel on Dontez Williams there. Bobcat defense got in his way. Made him take an extra step. Now, Rowan Spencer checking into the game for Thayer. Jordan Andrews going to get a little rest. Remember, going with us early, Landry Fitch went down and injured. Had to be helped off the floor for Thayer. We'll try to get an update on him here in a bit. Thayer breaks the full court pressure. Burns gets it in the lane. Feeds out to Gage Pitts. Three-point shot is blocked by Williams. Gage Pitts is down, and Williams will drive for the layup. Pitts took a shot across the face, but he's okay. He gets up, and Williams scores the bucket on the other end. Well, Thayer gets the ball up across the timeline. Gage Pitts going hard to the rack. Oh, they got to call it for an offensive foul. Are you kidding me? He challenged the big man, the beard kid. He's about 6'7", 300 pounds, and now Gage Pitts. He called for his first foul of the night. He just got up and said, what in the world? Well, Thayer will get Pitts out of there. Jordan Andrews will check back in. There's a second foul of the game on Gage. He's out. Sykeston with the ball now. Down by five, 22-17. There's a long shot up for the Bulldogs. No good. Rebound taken by Owens. Owens back outside to Williams. Left side now to Turner. Turner back to Williams. Right side to Sirakis, who has checked back in. Out back to Turner. Turner looking to penetrate. Bobcats cut him off. Out to Sirakis. Long three-point shot. That is no good, and the rebound is off the hands of Sykeston and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. 3:53 to go in the first half. Thayer up by five. Thayer trailed by three at the end of the quarter. They have out toward the Bulldogs. Going here, the Bobcats have a little trouble to handle in the backcourt. And we're going to get a timeout call by Coach Pitts. Everybody's called for 10 seconds. 3:45 to play in the first half. They probably needed a timeout right here anyway. We'll take a timeout. Thayer leads it by five over the Sykeston Bulldogs here in St. Charles. Or in Charleston, I'm sorry. We'll take timeout back in third on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have taken a five-point lead here over the Sykeston Bulldogs with 3:45 to go in the first half. Either team playing particularly well. Here's Thayer Bobcats with it. Gage Pitts with a penetration right down the middle of the line. Gave it off to Keith Nicholson, who slams it home. Nicholson with his first 2 points of the line. It's a slam dunk on a beautiful penetrating dish by the senior guard, Gage Pitts. Thayer back up by, or back up, or up by seven. That is their biggest lead of the game. Here is Taylor with it for Sykeston. Gives it out to Dontrez Williams. Ooh, Andrews made him pull up his dribble. He almost dropped it again. It would have been a double dribble, but he did. Oh, didn't quite touch the floor. Here's Sirakis with it, who's just inside the free throw circle, looking to get rid of it. Does down on the baseline for Taylor. Taylor, reverse layup. Count it a foul. That's a nice play right there by Cleo Taylor, a 6'5 senior. Foul against Keaton Nicholson. That'll be number one on Nicholson today. And going to the line, number three, Cleo Taylor for Sykeston. His first one is up and no good. Actually, just shooting one. Couldn't complete the three-point play and a rebound off the hands of Sykeston and goes out of bounds. So we say they're about to get a ball here. They're about to get going down the stretch here in the final 3 minutes of the quarter with Andrews, Burns, Pitts, Grimes, and Nicholson. There's a long pass for Thayer, pulled down by Lane Grimes on the sideline, and he came down out of bounds. Yeah, bad pass there from Andrews, threw it way over his head. But to get the ball over the top, at least Sykeston Bulldogs, who are big, you got to throw it up pretty high. And here comes Sykeston with it, down by five. They work it to the right side. Got it over there to Williams. Williams back out on top to Taylor. Taylor back to Williams on the right, looking to drive the baseline. Gives it up down to Turner. Turner on top to Beard, and Beard just threw it away. 2:33 to go in the first half. They are up 5 with the basketball after the turnover by the Sykeston Bulldog. Burns will trigger it in. Got it to Andrews in the middle of the floor. He dribble drives through everybody. The ball poked away by Williams. Picked up by Sykeston. Williams gets it back, going down to the baseline. Couldn't find anybody open. Gives it out front to Turner for 3. That one rattles in and out. Beard for the rebound. And follows it up and in. The big kid, Carson Beard, pulls Sykeston back to within 3 here. On a 4-0 run, Sayer breaks the full court pressure. Here's Burns with it. Feeds it over to Gage Pitch. Gage pulls up free throw line. Jumper scores. Gage Pitch now with 7 in the first half. He had a 20-point night last night. Gage is really beginning to shoot the ball well. There's a long shot for Sykeston. I mean, from 30 feet. That was no good. Sayer running the floor after the rebound. Pitch will get it over to Burns. Burns, and it's taken away by Owens. Owens up to Williams. He'll drive in the lane. Shot blocked from behind by Burns. And we get a held ball in possession of a long two. The Sykeston Blue Jays, or the Sykeston Bulldogs. Yeah, Blue Jays written on the tin here because that's what the Charleston Bulldogs are, or the Charleston Blue Jays, playing in their gym. Sykeston on the inbound. They quickly hand it in. Shot is up, and good by number 3, Cleo Taylor. Second bucket for Taylor tonight. And Sykeston back within 3 here. About gets with the ball. Burns gives it to Pitch, and he just crosses the timeline. Gates pulls that free throw line out, which is no good. And the rebound taken by Cleo Taylor for Sykeston. He'll give it out to Turner. Turner takes it across midcourt, gives it back to Taylor. Taylor back to Turner, looking for Williams on the left side. He'll give it back to Taylor, who shoots it short. Taylor with 6, and it's a 1-point Sayer Bobcat lead. A minute 8 to go in the first half. Well, Sykeston on a bit of a run here after Sayer went up by 7. Sayer hadn't scored in a while. Now Burns has got it. Go to the free throw line. Kicks it outside and around to Grimes. Now out to Pitts. It looks like Sayer going to hold for the final shot of the half with a 1-point lead. Unless somebody gets wide open down under the bucket, Sykeston's not going to let that happen. They got 2 parked into the basket. There goes Andrews. Looking to penetrate and dish. He tried to get it over Burns, and it went right through his hands and out of bounds. In the area there, if you've ever been to this gym, they've got windows up high. And on the Thayer Bobcat end, the sun is shining through those windows, and it's got to be creating a bit of a glare down. Sykeston with the ball. Chance to take the lead before the intermission. 35 seconds to go. Williams has got it. Takes it down the right corner. Feeds it out to the wing and around the horn. It goes to Artis, who hit a 3 earlier in the first half. Artis together. Now over to Owens. Back to Artis. Artis off to Dontrez Williams. He looks to penetrate. Pulls up elbow. Trying to dump it down inside. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Sayer Bobcats. They tried to go up with a shot and then dump it down low for Taylor. Taylor didn't see it coming and it went right through his hands and out of bounds. Well, Taylor with it. 15 seconds to go in the half. Up to Gage Pitts, over to Burns. Burns to Pitts. He crosses the timeline, feeds it down, gets it right back, spins in the lane, short jumper, no good. Rebound comes off to Sykeston, and the buzzer's going to sound, and that's the end of our first half. The Sayer Bobcats outscore the Sykeston Bulldogs in the second quarter and take a 26-25 lead in the locker room at halftime. We'll be back to Charleston, the 6-man shootout. Our halftime report brought to you by the Thayer Peach Inn coming up in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
Trying to shake off Mother Nature? Hard to do unless you visit Monty's Outdoors. Find new boots and base layers just arrived at Monty's. Shop muck and lacrosse boots for men, women, and kids. Even equipped with the Muck Arctic Ice non-slip sole. Now that would be handy. Add some Under Armour cold gear or smart wool insulated socks, and Mother Nature won't stand a chance. Shop at Monty's Outdoors. They make great Valentine's gifts as well.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
And we're back after the timeout. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Sykeston Bulldogs 26-25 here at the six-man shootout in Charleston High School. Well, Thayer Bobcats didn't shoot the ball particularly well in the first half, but the size and the quickness of the Sykeston Bulldogs given the Thayer Bobcats all kind of fits here tonight. And on the other end, Sykeston has been bothered by the Thayer Bobcat defense. Thayer's actually guarded on the perimeter. And I mentioned in the pregame, everything that we've been told is they are primarily a three-point shooting team. They're going to shoot 20, 25 of them a game. The Thayer Bobcats are just not letting them get those shots away. And I think that really has bothered the Sykeston Bulldogs. And the Sykeston press has hurt the Thayer Bobcats tonight. They're normally a team that you just don't press. Because, you know, they got four guards out on the floor and they handle it pretty well. But tonight, maybe a little bit of nerves, you know, maybe a little bit tight coming into a big game like this. But Bobcats did not handle the press as well, I thought, as they have handled the press by other teams in the past. And I say hats off to the Sykeston Bulldogs for that. But Thayer has the lead, 26-25. They outscored Sykeston 18-14 in the second quarter. Thayer Bobcat basketball drive brought to you in part by your Bobcat boosters, including the Sunset Salon in Barbering and Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Jack Barton in Thayer and Alton, Little Spring Realty, Solomon Cornelius, the Law Office of Fred O'Neill, and the 11 Corn River Title Company, and Forster's True Value and Napa Auto Parts. We'll be back with more of your Thayer PCN halftime report in just 2 minutes on the e-com.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. You don't need the big city for a big selection. So come to West Plains, where we have over 100 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And we're back after the timeout, and 4 minutes left in our halftime show, brought to you by the Bayer Pizza Inn. Bayer Bobcats outscoring Sykeston 18-14 in the second quarter, and Bayer has a 26-25 lead over the Sykeston Bulldogs as we get ready for our second half. And again, if you weren't with us earlier in the game, in a scramble after a rebound, Landry Pitts came down. I think he came down on somebody's leg and had to help him off the floor, and when they were going to the locker room, Landry couldn't put any weight on that ankle, and they had just iced down. So we'll hopefully get word on what that injury is or what they think it is as we get a little bit later on into the ball game. And, of course, we hope to talk to Bayer Bobcat coach Matt Pitt after the ball game here tonight and bringing Landry back down the locker room. Yeah, no weight on that ankle. All right, just looking at our first half scoring. The Bayer Bobcats are led by Aiden Burns. Burns with 13 on the night. 7 for Gage Fitz, 4 for Jordan Andrews, and Keaton Nicholson with 2. For the Sykeston Bulldogs, they're led by Dontrez Williams. He's got 7. 6 for Cleo Taylor, 3 for Chris Artis, 4 for Carson Beard, and 3 for Satan Sorakis. We're just a couple minutes away from the start of our second half. We'll take time out. We'll be back with that second half in just a couple minutes. You're listening to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic Bayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. We'll be back on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When selling your home, you could do everything yourself. But if you have a RE/MAX agent, they know a team of experts who will get the job done right.
I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. Each office independently owned and operated.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
And we're back to the six-man shootout at Charleston, Missouri. The Charleston High School gym, a legendary gym to play in. Bayer Bobcats are just proud to get to play in this place, which has been the home of so many great basketball teams. And Bayer with a one-point lead as we head into the second half. And here we go. Sykeston back in that zone defense. Bayer opens the second half with Burns, Andrews, Pitts, Grimes, and Nicholson. Grimes got it down the right side wing. He'll dump it cross court. For Gage Pitts, back out to Andrews. They're looking to be a little more focused in the half-court game here. Out to Andrews on top, over to Pitts. He'll go down to the baseline, pull-up jumper from 15. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound taken, Nicholson. Out to Grimes for 3. That one's no good. Nicholson runs down another rebound. They're with another chance. Here's Burns for 3. That one is up off the back rim. Andrews down the rebound, trying to go up, and he's going to get fouled. Foul will be on number 0. That is Dylan Turner. That'll be the first foul on Dylan Turner. Not a shooting foul. They about to get the inbound ball, so Fayers had it for 36 seconds without scoring here and about three or four shots at it. Gage Pitts looking inbound, got it to Burns. Burns, his shot is blocked. He gets it right back, misses another one. Dish comes down with it. He puts it up, no good. And he gets fouled on the floor. They're going to say before the shot, Gage Pitts fouled by number 33, Tyler Owens. That'll be the second on him. Second team foul on Sykes. On this possession by the Affair Bobcats. Gage Pitts looking inbound, looking for the opening. He'll bring it back out or bring it out front to Burns. Burns over to Grimes. Grimes shoots one inside to Burns. Burns puts up a shot, and it's good. So Grimes beats the Burns for two. And Aiden now with 15 of the 28 for Thayer. The Bobcats back up by three. Sykeson with it out front. Turner gives on the right side to Sirakis. Sirakis now going to Taylor. Taylor looking inside. Ball is poked away. We're going to get a foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Poking it away was Jordan Andrews. Andrews will be called for the first foul for him tonight. First team foul in the second half. They're going to call that on the shot. Wow, really? They'll call that on the shot. And number 33, Tyler Owens, will go to the free throw line for the Sykeston Bulldogs. First one is up, and it's good. Tyler Owens' first point of the game for the 6-foot senior. And he will shoot another. 6 foot, about 240. Second one is up and good. And we're back to a one-point game, 28-27. And against Sykeson with a full court pressure. Bobcats work up across the timeline. Gage Pitts. All right, they didn't get across yet. Burns with it in the backcourt. Now gets it across the fence. They are surveying the situation. And they'll give it around the horn to Andrews. Andrews looking right side for Burns in the corner to grind. Looking down low, nobody open. They'll kick it down to Andrews. Now around the horn to Pitts. Pitts. Back over to Jordan Andrews, top of the key. Thayer having to play about 20 feet in the bucket. Now they go inside to Burns. Outside, Andrews for three. That one's off the front rim. No good. And the rebound runs down the corner by Dylan Turner. Sykeson with a chance now to take the lead. Long shot by Sirakis up off the rim. No good. Follow is no good. And another follow by Cleo Taylor. And he'll get fouled on the second one. And they're going to call it on the floor. Before the shot, everybody is lined up at the free throw line. Now they're going to, and now, well, one official said before the shot. The other one says, no, we're going to shoot. Foul is on Keaton Nicholson, his second. And the first free throw is no good for Cleo Taylor. Taylor was 6 foot. He's 6 points in the first half. He had a 6'5 senior. Second one's up. That one's too hard. And the rebound taken by Aiden Burns for Thayer. They'll give it to Gage Pitts, and Thayer were taking it the other way. On the dribble drive, Gage worked up the right side, got it across the timeline. Gets a double team in the corner, got rid of it to Burns, almost went back to it. Now Burns dumps it down to Nicholson, back out to Burns, and Thayer will set the offense from there. 6 minutes to go. In the third quarter, Thayer working around the perimeter. Got to Gage, pitch for three, in and out, no good. And the rebound off the hands of Aiden Burns and out of bounds. Aiden had it, they couldn't hang on. And with 5:51 to go, Thayer up one. There comes Sykeston with a chance to gain the lead for the first time in the second half. They've led by as many as five in the game. Thayer's led by as many as seven. Sykeston just holding him now. They'll give it out to Williams. Williams outside to Sirakis. Now to Taylor. Leo Taylor kicks it back outside to Turner for three. That one's off the rim. Rebound, Gage Pitts. I'll catch one run. Pitts up the middle of four. Now to catch up, the defense goes around him, gives it to Nicholson, cutting down the lane, and he scores for you. Keaton Nicholson with his second bucket of the night. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is three. Sykeson working it right side to Sirakis. A quick trigger on a three, and he hit it. Sirakis with his second, his first base three-pointer of the night. And that ties the score at 30 with 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Sykeson called the timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute. On the Echom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we had it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Barton Clothing, Pet Supplies, Farm and Household too. Fencing, Automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
And we're back after the timeout there. Bobcats, Sykeston Bulldogs tied at 30 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter there. Working it up out of the backcourt against the full-court pressure. Andrews on the dribble drive is going to get hacked. And that'll be team foul number 3 on Sykeston already. They called it on number 1. That is Dontrez Williams, and that'll be his first of the game. And the third team foul against Sykeston. They are looking inbound the ball. They do. The Gage fits. Under 5 minutes to go in the third. All tied up, 30-30. Bobcats have a one-point lead. It's a half. They work it around the perimeter. Aiden Burns has got it on the right side. Kicks it back down to Grimes. Thought about the three in the corner. Doesn't take it. Sykeston so quick on the defense. By the time Fair looks like he got an open shot, the defense collapses. Here's a gift to Burns. Burns' outlet pass is stolen by Artis for Sykeston. He'll give it up to Williams. Back out to Artis and around the horn to Rocket. He goes baseline to Taylor. Taylor looking inside, looking to post up his man, and he does throw it in there, and the ball is saved from out of bounds. Good defensive play by Fair. Nicholson saves it in. Andrews has got it. Fair with a chance to regain the lead here. Burns with it. On the left side wing, gets it out near midcourt. Andrews, now left side, in the corner, and back out on top to Burns. All back on the left side wing, Gage fits with it there. Back out to Andrews. Andrews to Burns. Burns is past his chip, picked up by Andrews, penetrates him lane, kicks it out to pitch for three. That one's no good. Rebound Nicholson, and now he's going to be called for a push. And I saw that one from up here. And Nicholson pushed him from behind. He's pleading his case, but he did. And here comes Sykeston with a chance to regain the lead. Sykeston put wins on both baskets here in halftime. Thayer has scored 4 points. Sykeston has only scored 5 here in the third quarter. We're past the midway point. Be a good one. Looks like an old-fashioned barn burner brewing here in Charleston. Sykeston with the basketball working on the perimeter. Sirakis. Well, you better jump on him. He's deadly from about 25 feet. And Sykeston, a little motion here, just about Kent zone. Got the ball down to Williams. This shot is up, hits the side of the backboard. And it's taken the rebound by Grimes for Thayer. Grimes had a good night tonight, doing all the little things. Here goes Gage Fitz. We'll hand it off to Nicholson. Nicholson going up for the dunk, and he lost the handle. And the ball controlled by Sykeston. Here they come. Artis pulls up in the lane, misses the shot. Rebound comes out to Artis. He'll kick it out to Sirakis for three. That one's off the front rim. And a rebound taken by Andrews, and he'll get pushed. And that'll be on number 2, Chris Artis, for Sykeston. That's team foul number 4. Comes with 3 minutes to go. Actually, they called the foul on number 1. Really? Don says Williams. Wow, second foul on Williams. So Fair will inbound the basketball with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tie game, 30-30. Fair working it up the floor against the press. And Andrews will step it across through the big basketball in the middle floor with a Blue Jay head on it here at Charleston High School. And back in the offensive set. We've got it out front. Andrews will give it to Burns on the right side wing. Burns is double-teamed. I mean, they're all after the basketball. Here's the gift to Gage Fitz in the lane. Gage elevates for the jumper. Rattles in and out. No good. And the rebound taken by Sykeston. That is Owens. He got it out to Turner. Turner brings in the front court. Feeds over to Owens. Owens right side to the other Owens. Now both Owens boys are in the game right now. They are twins. Sykeston, a lot of bench players out on the floor right now. Getting their starters some rest. Much needed, I'm sure. Here's almost a steal by Andrews. Oh, the ball loose on the floor. Sykeston down the back to Owens. Who scores? Number 33, Tyler Owens hits the shot. And Sykeston retaking the lead with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, 32-30. Thayer breaks the full court press. Got the ball down to Gage pitch. Gage driving into the lane. Throws one up off the window and good. What a shot by Gage pitch. First 2 points of the second half. And Thayer ties it at 32 with a minute 51 to go. They live and die by the press. That time the Bobcats make Sykeston pay. Sykeston with it outside. Turner makes to the top of the key. Looking for a shot. Bobcats won't let him have it. They'll give the ball off to Artis. Artis out front to Owen, who Andrews almost stole it. Artis gets it back, gives to Turner. Turner on the left side now for Owens. Owens goes to Beard. Beard's going to throw up a three. That one's no good. Rebound! Not back to Sykeston. Number 35, Tylon Owens. Kitch and Sykeston back on top with a minute 19 to go in the third quarter. They're working against the press. Got the ball up to Gage Pitts. He's double-teamed at midcourt, and he gets fouled again. That'll be a foul against number zero, Dylan Furness. That'll be his second of the night. And number 13 checking in for Sykeston. That is Harrison Arndt. Number two, Artis comes out. Number four, Beard is out. And Sykeston with a two-point lead. Taylor with a basketball. Minute 10 to go. In the third quarter here at the Charleston High School, the six-man shootout. Ball goes to Burns. Off the Gage Pitts. Gage dribble drive through the lane. Got it cross-court to Grimes. Drives down the corner now for Andrews. Andrews back out to Pitts. Gage will swing it around to Lane Grimes out between the circles. Back over to Pitts. Thayer looking to run some clock here. Looking to take care of the basketball. Hold it for the final shot of the third quarter. Well, we're either going to be down two or tied. Headed to the fourth quarter here at Charleston. Thayer again just working it out front. Andrew just holding it now with 30 seconds to go. Only way they shoot the basketball in the next 30 seconds is somebody's wide open. Clock counting down to 20 seconds to go. In the third. Sykeston just sitting back, letting it run. They've got the lead. They don't have to come out and force the issue. Thayer gets it to Burns now with 13. Burns over to Andrews with 10. Andrews out top to Burns. Burns looking to shake and bake. Got it over to Grimes. Grimes got it down inside to Burns. Fade away. Jumpers. Off the rim. No good. Rebound taken. And there's the buzzer. And we're got a good one going. Thayer Bobcats are down two. Headed to the fourth quarter. 34-32. Thayer trailing Sykeston. And we'll be back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Whether you're buying or selling, downsizing or expanding, relocating or vacationing, RE/MAX agents have the tools and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. It's why no one else sells more homes. I'm Kylie O'Neill, Director of Development at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Call our office today at 417-264-6161 and let us help you find the property of your dreams. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, Thayer Bobcats will open the fourth quarter with Gage Pitts, Lane Grimes, Keaton Nicholson, Jordan Andrews, and Aiden Burns on the floor. And here comes Sykeston with the basketball and a two-point lead runs away in our fourth quarter. Thayer down by two here at the six-man shootout in Charleston. Sykeston working around the perimeter, gives the ball out to Turner. Turner looking inside, nobody open. Back out to Owens, now Williams. Williams looking to make a move on the baseline. Bobcats cut him off defensively. Gets it outside to Turner. Turner in the corner to Owens for three. That one's off the rim. Rebound off the hand of Sykeston and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Now the officials are going to get together and talk about it. And they're going to give it back to Sykeston. You know, Sykeston coaches right in the ear of the outside official who didn't have a look at it. And they changed the call for Sykeston. I thought they had the call right to begin with. And Sykeston's got the basketball. Top of the key. Taylor swings it around, ends up in the hands of Turner, Dylan Turner, on the far side. Sykeston with nobody in double figures tonight. They continue to work it around the perimeter, good balance scoring. And they've gone about nine deep in this game. Thayer's gone with mostly the same five all night long. Rowan Spencer did see a little bit of action in the first half. Sykeston continues to work around the perimeter. They've got it out front now. Dontrez Williams bounces it down to Cleo Taylor in the corner. Back to Williams and out front to Owens. Owens, left side now to Turner. Turner, little behind the back pass to Taylor. Shoots a three. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Williams. He goes up again. Oh, he tips it up again. Williams with his first bucket of the second half. He's got nine to lead the way for Sykeston. Thayer breaks the full court pressure. Got the ball down to Grimes to Andrews. Going to the bucket, and he missed it. Andrews missing the layup. And Sykeston got the ball back with a four-point lead, 6:29 to go. Ball out front for Williams. He'll swing it around on the right side to Turner. Turner will just hold it there. Now give it to Cleo Taylor. Going down the right side of the lane. Puts up a shot. No. Gets his own rebound. Back up again. Buckets are getting killed on the rebound, especially on the offensive side. Cleo Taylor with a bucket now with 8 points in the game. Full court press here again by Sexton. Bobcats break it. Over to Andrews. Andrews right corner. Bobcats sold in the lane for Burns. Burns will get tied up and we're going to get a foul call on Sexton. Foul will be on number 35. Well, they call it on number double zero. Double zero. And it's Turner. That'll be number three on Turner. And now Sexton wants the timeout. 6 minutes to go in the game. Fader down six. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Bobcats continue to have a couple scoring baskets here tonight. A lot of that due to the length and the quickness of the Sexton Bulldogs. But they have got 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So we'll play 10 minutes of basketball in the second half. If Thayer's only scored 6 points. Sexton, on the other hand, has scored 13, and they lead it by six, 38-32. Bobcats with it. Out it out to Burns. Burns way out on the floor. Brings it over to Gage Fisk. Gage looking inside. Nobody open. I'll take it around the horn. Got it to Grimes. Down the corner to Nicholson. Nicholson on the dribble. Brings it out to the wing. Gives it back out to Burns. Bears having to play about 25 feet away from the basket. Here's Burns with it again. Bring it west side to Gage Fisk. Gage might have traveled. No call. Ball goes down the right side corner now to Andrews. He'll fire a three. That one's up off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken again by the Sexton Bulldogs. They have dominated the boards here. Sexton going down inside. There's a shot up. No good by Dontrez Williams. But a foul to be whistled against the Thayer Bobcats. Number 24, that is Lane Grimes. Only the fourth team foul against Thayer in the second half. So with 5:26 to go, Sexton inbound the ball. They got it in to Taylor, who puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Taylor, the 6'5 senior, hits the shot, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot for the 3-point play. Taylor now with 10, the first player in double feet for Sexton. And Jordan Andrews called the foul. The free throw was up, and it's good. 11 points for Taylor. Sexton with their biggest lead of the game at 41-32. They're down 9, and nobody's been able to hit a shot in the second half. Well, Thayer had a night earlier in the year when they shot the ball terribly, and they're shooting it terribly again tonight. There's another shot. That one by Grimes is up and no good. And a foul on Thayer on the rebound. It's going to be, Andrews. I think so, Andrews. Trying to knock it away from the rebound. They're going to be called for his third foul. And 5 minutes to go in the game, and Thayer getting. It's only a 9-point game, but Bobcats just really don't look like they have a shot here. Now Thayer trying to press, and Owen Sexton throws it away on a 2-on-1 break. Sexton broke it. Oh, and they're going to call a foul. Oh, they're going to call it off of Thayer. No, that ball was not chipped. That ball was not chipped. That should be Thayer Bobcat ball. The ball was not chipped. The official's getting together and looking at it. No, they got this one wrong. They're giving the ball to Sexton. The ball was not chipped. Sexton had a 2-on-1 break, and they just flat-out threw it away, and they gave it back to him. So Sexton with it in the corner. Inbound it with a 9-point lead here. Pass the ball out. Still Williams on the inbound. Goes top of the key to Taylor. Taylor throwing a three up, and it's rebounded by Grimes. Here comes the Bobcats on the break. Andrew brings it over to Nicholson, driving the baseline. Kicks it back out in the corner. He's going to get fouled on the baseline drive. And Nicholson will go to the free throw line here. This might be saving grace for Thayer. Foul is on number three, Cleo Taylor. That'll be his second of the night. And now substitutions for Sexton. Dontrez Williams back in. So is Beard, the big big kid, Carson Beard, back in. Keith Nicholson at the free throw line, shooting the 1-1. First one is up and no good. Wouldn't you know it? And a rebound taken by Beard for Sykeson. Sykeson's got the ball with 4 points. Oh, and here's a steal by Andrews. Andrews lays it up in the air. They are back to within 7. And oh, and another steal. Ball tied up, and Sykeson comes out of there with it. Here goes Turner going to the rack. He puts it up in the air. First bucket of the night for Dylan Turner. Taylor looking to break the 4-4 pressure. Gage pitch dribbles through everybody in the backcourt. Pulls up for a three. He nailed it. That's 3-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics. Taylor back within 6. Taylor scrambling in the 4-4 pressure. And Sykeson beats it as they get up in the corner to Beard. Beard to the cutter in the lane. There's an offensive foul that we call. Number one, Dontre Williams just picked up his third foul. No doubt about that one. He ran right over Gage Pitts, had the position set. So Fayer with a chance to get back to within 4 here with a bucket. There goes number 13 back in the game, Harrison Arndt, as Turner checks out with those 3 fouls. Dontrez Williams, by the way, with 2 fouls, I say officially. Fayer Bobcats again coming against the pressures. Feed the ball up to Gage Pitts on the left side. Now to Burns. Burns over to Andrews. Andrews down to Grimes for 3. That one's off the front rim. No. Nicholson rebounds it for Fayer in the corner. Got it back to Burns. Kicks it out on top to Andrews for 3. Off the rim. No good. Lane Grimes with a rebound. Grimes underhand pass to Burns for the lead in. Burns with his second bucket of the second half. Fayer back to lead 4 with 3:32 to go in the game. And again, Sykeson having fell under the travel. Yes, there was a travel on the Sykeson Bulldogs. Number 13, Harrison Arndt, tried to pull up his dribble and drug the pivot foot. And now Salakis out of the game. Owens and Owens are back in. Also, Cleo Taylor checking out. Nope, he stays in there. Coach says, no, 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 you stay in. Sykeson's leading scorer tonight. He thought he was coming to the bench wondering why. I was wondering the same thing. They about catching the ball here. Chance to get back to within 2 with a bunch. Burns with it. Out on top. Either down the right side to Andrews. Out to Grimes. Grimes around to Nicholson in the left corner. Nicholson on the dribble. Long front court pass to Grimes. Back outside to Andrews. Andrews in the lane. Pull up jumper. Good. Andrews. This is second straight shot. He's got 8. They are back to within 2. Almost a steal in the backcourt. And here comes Sykeson. Owens gets across the timeline down to the other Owens for 3. It rolls off the rim. No. Rebound. Back up and in by Cleo Taylor. Went over the back of Andrews to get that rebound and put it back in. Well, they are down by 4 again. Burns. Andrews to Grimes in the corner. Grimes dribbles out to the wing. Feeds it back to Andrews. Andrews pull up for 3. That one's bad off the mark. And rebound taken by Sykes. Ball comes out to Williams driving down the left side of the lane. Oh, the fast game scores from Sykeson. That's up again by 6. Fayer needs a bucket here. We're down to 2:24 to go. Fayer down 6. Bobcats working. To Burns at the top. Over to Andrews. To Grimes in the corner for 3. It's good! Lane Grimes, first bucket of the night, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics. And the Fayer Bobcats call a timeout with 2:14 to go in the ballgame. Fayer down 3 here at the 6-man shootout in Charleston. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? No way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
And we're back after the timeout. We're going to get a whistle and a timeout call by the Fayer Bobcats here. While we were away, and we apologize for that, Lane Bryant to the three, as you heard. They're called a timeout. Coming out of the timeout, Thayer almost stole the inbound pass. But Sykeson came the other way. Thayer got the ball back off a missed shot. So we're down to a minute 50 to play in the game. Thayer's got the ball down by three, 47-44. Our game tonight brought to you in part by your Thayer Bobcat Boosters, Allen Supported Living and Thayer, Thayer Fitness and Nutrition, the Alton Bank, the Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Plains, Shake and Shake of West Plains, Barton Electric and Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark and Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated, and Forster's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer. It's been a good one here this afternoon. This is exactly what Coach Matt Pitt wanted. I talked to him yesterday and again today, and we actually followed the bus over and stopped when they had lunch. He said, we need games against different teams of different styles as the Thayer Bobcats prepare for districts. And Sykeson's going to give us that, and they certainly have. Matter of fact, Sykeson leads it by three. Sykeson, by the way, looked up a Class 5 school. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Aiden Burns off the inbound, takes a baseline. Leads it down to Nicholson. Nicholson gets covered up. Leads it back out to Andrews. Andrews to Pitts. Gage, one dribble, pulls up the shot, in and out, no good. Nicholson with a rebound, trying to go back up with it, and will get fouled on the Yeah, they did call a foul. Foul on number 33, that is Tyler Owens, as Nicholson tried to go up with a shot, and the Thayer Bobcats will be at the free throw line, down by three. Nicholson with an opportunity here. Are they going to shoot two, or are they shooting the one and one? I think they're going to call it a shot. That's the 1-1. First one is up and in and out. No good. Rebound controlled by Sykeson. Bobcats backcourt on the pressure. Sykeson gets it up across the timeline. Turner's got it. Going baseline. Puts up a shot. That's no good. Rebound comes out long. Owens runs it down for Sykeson. He'll give it back out to Turner. Turner working around the defense. Gives it up. Goes over to John Trez Williams, the sophomore. He's looking for the outlet. Now puts it on the floor. Grinds out on him. We're down to a minute to go in the game. Sykeson with the ball, a three-point lead. They don't have to take a shot here. Now Sykeson's going to call a timeout. A minute four to play in the game. 47-44. Sykeson with the lead. And we'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Trying to shake off Mother Nature? Hard to do unless you visit Monty's Outdoors. Find new boots and base layers just arrived at Monty's. Shop muck and lacrosse boots for men, women, and kids. Even equipped with the Muck Arctic Ice non-slip sole. Now that would be handy. Add some Under Armour cold gear or smart wool insulated socks and Mother Nature won't stand a chance. Shop at Monty's Outdoors. They make great Valentine's gifts as well.
Well, got a minute four to play in the ballgame. The Thayer Bobcats trail the Sykeson Bulldogs by 3 points. They have led by as many as seven in this game. They've trailed by as many as nine. And Sykeson has the ball here. So if you're the Thayer Bobcats, do you go for a foul? I think you've got to at some point. Another one would be seven. And you would put Sykeson at the free throw line. They got it on the inbound. Thayer with a double team on the ball. Sirakis has got it, looking for an opening. Nobody to pass it to. Finally got rid of it. To Taylor down to Owens in the corner. Owens steps away from the defense. Gives it back out to Turner. Turner's going to get fouled by Aiden Burns. And that'll put Turner at the free throw line to shoot for the Sykeson Bulldogs. Foul on Aiden Burns will be his first tonight. Burns with 17 points tonight leads all scorers. Sykeson pulls the lead. Next game here, by the way, is the six-man shootout. Be a good one. Charleston will play lift for life. All those folks starting to file in here. And the front end of 1-1 is good for number zero, Dylan Turner, 6'1 senior. Has only scored 3 points with that free throw. Now's a two-possession game. Second free throw is up. That one's no good, so Thayer down four. Here comes Gage Pitts with it. Bobcats kind of getting a little bit of a hurt. Got the ball to Burns. Back over to Pitts. Gage looking to penetrate. Goes all the way to the bucket. Couldn't hit the shot. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound. Called on Gage Pitts. And Gage frustrated with himself after that shot, came back for the foul on the rebound. Gage thought he should have hit that shot. Quite honestly, he probably does 7 out of 10 times. At that time, it wouldn't drop. Foul on Gage will be his first. They will go to the other end. Two possession game with 38 seconds to go. Number 3, Cleo Taylor at the line. The free throw's no good. Still a two-possession game. Here come the Bobcats. Need a quick bucket. Andrews down to Grimes in the corner. He has hit a three from a while ago. Here's Burns for three at the top. It's good. Burns nails a three. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare. And we get a quick timeout call. 27 seconds to play. Thayer down by one. It'll be Sykeston Ball. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
And we're back here at the Charleston High School. This crowd is seeing a good one here. They are about to get just got a three from Aiden Burns. His 20th point of the game. By the way, that three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. They are down one, 48-47. Sykeston will inbound the ball. They can run the baseline because the timeout was called after a made basket. Our game tonight brought to you in part by the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Hirschfeld and Farm Supply, Remax Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, along with Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, and the Pizza Inn in Thayer. I've got the last full court pressure, of course. 27 seconds left in the game. Both teams that are getting ready to play have come out, and they are fixated on this game. It's been a good one. Sykeston looking inbound the basketball. Thayer trying to get a steal or throw the 5 second call and almost got a steal. Sarakis has got it. Tied up in the corner, brings it out, and the ball is out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Sarakis tried to throw it up the sideline and it bounced out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball down one. 48-47. I told you we had all the makings of a good old fashioned barn burner going here in Charleston. The legendary Charleston High School gym. Just seen a lot of games like this, and the Thayer Bobcats and Sykeston Bulldogs are not disappointing here tonight. Thayer inbounds it to Burns in the backcourt. 20 seconds to go. Thayer shooting for the lead. Burns with it. Out on top. Moves off the screen. Goes to Gage Fitz. Gage back out to Burns on top. Now right side to Andrews. Andrews, the penetration. Trying to tap it inside. He threw it away. Sykeston gets it back. Jordan Andrews is going to shoot the ball from 8 feet. Tried to pass it down to Nicholson. The defense was all over it. And then a foul by Gage Fitz immediately with 6 seconds to go. Oh, you got to think Jordan Andrews was going to shoot that ball. I mean, he was inside the lane. And instead, he tried to dump it down low. And it was stolen. So shooting for a 2 or 3 point lead here. Number 33, Tyler Owens for Charleston. He is 2 for 2 from the free throw line, has 4 points in the game. The first one is no good. Rebounded by Thayer, 6 seconds to go. Andrews crosses his timeline, gives it over to Burns. Burns with the buzzer. It's good! And the Thayer back at the pieces for Sykeston Bulldogs. On a 15-footer from Aiden Burns on the left sideline. 49-48. The number one ranked Thayer Bobcats will stay number one ranked in Class 3. 49. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, Thayer Bobcats have won it. I think they turned off the scoreboard already. But Thayer gets the win. 49-47 on a buzzer beater. We're going to try and get Coach Pitts up here. Hey, would you go get Matt? All right. Thayer Bobcat. Well, I think the officials counted the bucket. Thayer Bobcat celebrated. Aiden Burns hits the shot at the buzzer, and the Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Sykeston Bulldogs here 49 to 48, your final. What a game we have seen here this afternoon. By the way, 22 points for Aiden Burns. We're going to take time out. We got someone looking to go get Matt Pitts. We'll get him up here, the Fayette Bobcat head coach, and talk to him and try and get an update on Landry Pitts of the Fayette Bobcat. So let's take